Who that posted at the bank? It's the new Ben Frank. All gas, no brakes, till we empty out the tank. To the Lord I give thanks if I see another day. I don't like to make complaints, cause we came a long way. I do more than what you think, so don't take that shit for granted. Niggas stingy with the credit, so I'm running up the debit. I can't fuck with no broke hoes, I got a money fetish. She was quick to drop the top because she know that's where I'm headed. Making boss moves, I'm too busy, leave a message. In the backseat getting chauffeured like I'm about to get elected. Book a flight out for the first, I'll be there in a second. Talking California tricks, we in the hills for aesthetic. Niggas like to hate with no pape, that's pathetic. I never beef about a bitch, I'm focused on the lettuce. Only eating with my team, I get the cheese, then we spread it. You ain't let your dog eat, so tell me how can I respect it? Sometimes loyalty I question. That type of shit take perspective. I don't question God, but I wonder why he chose us. Everybody gon' make it shit, that ain't what they told us. Niggas I grew up with, they ain't get a chance to grow up. Stop with all the hating, bro, maddest bitch chose up. Niggas stop complaining, if you broke, go on run it up. If you count my wrist, that's the only time I froze up.
Quit the bank, I don't need no glass, boy. Nigga like me play the hands, bitch, I ain't asked for. Bitch, I been a border with them sticks and shit like John Wick. Nigga dizzy, end up with a headshot like a prime pick. When I'm OT, bitch, I switch the whips, I pull up in them beam. Crazy how I told this bitch I love, I don't know if I mean it. I can't rap about it if I ain't did it, nigga, or I ain't seen it. I can't fear that man, I caught him bleeding the same way I'm bleeding. Niggas out this bitch, fake how they living, they tryna keep it in it. In the area whip I had been 5%, niggas can't see me in it.
What do you need? Guns.
Lots of guns. I'm in the studio, they here for bags. I'm like, give me a minute. My newest thing, I swear she bad, I still can't leave it in it. It's some newer names that's on my list, can't wait to see them niggas. Niggas know it sound with me and G-Lock, I'm a demon with it. Bitch, I could not name change, I been on the same thing. When I got my hands on that first pound, that's when the game changed. Niggas swerving in my shit, I'm in the same lane. I'm fresh as hell, I got umbrella case, it can't rain.
No matter what happened, boy, keep that motherfucker rolling, boy.
Real hit me right off with the melody. You, I think I done found me a recipe. I don't even think niggas can mimic me. Nah, I ain't never gonna run out of remedies. I can never let nobody shit on me. I was free even when they imprisoned me. In the studio smoking expensive weed. Baby, this ain't no motherfucking 10 G. This shit better than shit at dispensaries. Beat on repeat as I write similes in the back of the limousine. And my diamonds as big as a kidney bean. Too much ice when it hit, get the shit for green. Creep and crawl like a centipede. Start the car, ain't gotta go get the key. Take my mom to a mall out in Italy. We in Venice, you niggas in Venice Beach. Close my eyes, see you in my dreams. You can run, I can walk, I'm still in the lead. Back on defense right after I hit the three. Grandpa told me to make him remember me. This way niggas finna see. Work so hard, you would think it was thin to me. I'ma always stay real till they finish me. And they cover me up with the linen sheets. I done dealt with a million geeks. I was serving them notes like a symphony. All this pain is stuck in me is really deep. Just like with my son, that's my mini me. Rest in peace, Tyree, he was the realest G. Wish my dog could be standing right here with me. If he was here and I died, he'd be missing me. Like I'm blind, gotta keep me and speak with me. Bitch, I'm proud to make niggas can feel the heat. Out my mind, I may kill you right in your sleep. You can't grind, you a nigga this sick as me. This ain't 19, this shit over 23. This exotic, a little over 23. Tastes like honey bee, mixed with plum and tea. I'm a humble beast, better come with cleats. If you come for me, this shit ain't gon' be no sunny breeze. This shit out in the wild with the tumbleweeds. I told y'all, look, I ain't missing none of these. Niggas not gon' be able to stomach these. With the laser, I'm coming beat. Like a shot to Kim, baby, bitch, ain't nothing free. That rocket is staying, my dunk a breeze. On my mom and you play, I'ma up and squeeze. Look, I promise it ain't number one of me. Don't know why niggas think I'm a 100 D. Move a lot of the way that double tree. Get the top while I play with a double D. Fuck around, fly to the edge, just to hit a free. Clap from the back, put it in the spleen. 3 times in a row, that's a trilogy. Baby girl, it's just me, you ain't Hennessy. In the lab, but I ain't doing chemistry. I be spazzing until it's infinity. Talk to God every
had to just go and get rid of me. You don't get to the end, just quit on me. You ain't had to just go and belittle me. You ain't had to do that shit to little me. Could it help me grow into the bigger me? You ain't had to leave me with no empty seat. I don't know how well that shit gon' sit with me. You know I'm sensitive, just like a lemon squeeze. When you call, I can't handle it mentally. Cause when you callin', it's not cause you miss me. Took my heart away, just like I'm Timothy. Take my heart away, then I make history. Don't you start unless you tryna finish me. I was across the door and still ain't wintery. Why you walk away when it was 10 degrees? Girl, you saw us all cold.
I guess we just both independent, ain't no label pimping me. I pull up in that new 2020 Jeep. This shit off, baby, no, we ain't ready to eat.
No, 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 no.
Told you I cranked the car and gotta go get the key.
No, 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 no.
Real gon' make a living off a flipping key.
I ain't talking about clout.
Put the pain in the palms, they feeling me. Rip a P like a knee in my skinny jeans. When you spelling my name, put a Z at the end of the car, but that just cause these niggas sleep. I should be on the plane, put a reefer right up in the car. Way, way, how the fuck nigga reach? Way, 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 how the fuck nigga reach?
Get to it, man. We got a good show for y'all today, man. We got a real good show for y'all today. But before we get right into the shits, Rich, as always, you know what I mean? For the people, you know, mental health check, man. How anything doing, bro?
Shit, I'm good.
Anything good? Man.
Ended the week great yesterday. Nigga was lit.
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm still kind of. I was lit.
Rich over here fucked up.
But yeah, week was good. Work was kind of had a nice little week at work. It was kind of slow in that bitch.
Yeah, same.
You know what I mean?
Same,
so same. It was good. It was no complaints. It was cool.
Facts.
Baby turned 10.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
That's how old she is now?
Yeah. The middle baby. She turned 10. Then I got another birthday coming up on the 29th. She going to be 11.
Man.
Yeah, so.
So it's going down.
It's going. Right now. It's going.
Shoot, man. Same for me. I mean, like you said, bro, slow motion. Work was slow. You know what I mean? It was cold.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fuck yeah.
But now it's all rainy and cold.
Nigga, I wore my snowsuit to work.
Yeah.
Nigga, on Friday.
Yeah, a couple of days I had to bust out the bibs. Yeah. It was nasty work. I was in that bitch nice and warm, though.
Yeah, fact. I ain't give a fuck. Nigga, right. Nigga, ain't that cold. Yes, it is.
Hell yeah, it was.
Yes, it is, man.
Yeah, one of them days, it was 20-something, but it said it felt like it was 8 because it had the wind with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, it was going down. Shoot, up there in, like, near Cleveland and Erie and all that, because I got people that work up near that way, they had that lake effect on there.
Oh yeah,
man. It was negative shit. Like, oh yeah, it was brick.
Yeah. All
right, but hey, let's get right into it though, man. Since everything's good, we hope everything's good with the people out there,
sir.
But topic of the conversation last night, we had a Heisman Trophy winner. We had a nominee. He was cemented as a winner.
Yep.
Travis Hunter.
Congrats to him.
Congrats to him, man. Out of Colorado, up there with Coach Prime and Shador and shit. And he was at Jackson State.
Yep.
Shout out to them. They just won, like, their national championship.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get into a little bit of that, though. But obviously, a lot of people were torn. I keep seeing stuff that's saying, like, no, the people's champ was he was robbed, like, because they threw out there that the fan vote went to Jenty, but the vote amongst the committee or however the fuck they do the vote, I was going to look it up but I forgot, so I don't really know how they necessarily do the voting.
Damn, there was a landslide too.
They kept saying it was like close though.
I think it was a landslide. I was drowned when I seen it. I just knew Trav won.
Yeah.
And now that's one thing I've been trying to kind of see what the people been saying on, like, social media and shit like that. I've been seeing a lot of people try to say, like, he wasn't even the best receiver or the best defensive back type shit. And
Which he probably wasn't.
That's debatable.
Yeah, he probably wasn't. I mean, there's certain ones that they're just a defensive back or they're just a receiver. I think for the analytical people that want to bring up the stats and all of that, he was, though, probably top 10 in all of his stats on both sides, though.
So. That's
right there to me. That's a flex. like, all right, if he ain't the best.
I might not be the best, but I'm top 10 in both.
Top 10, so that means he the best of the best on both sides. But Jenty, he's a killer. He's a dog.
The only way he going to make them regret his day decision is if he go win a natty.
Which we know ain't going to happen.
Which we know.
Them niggas about to get.
They going to get smoked.
Who? Oh, they got his first round.
Them niggas finna get smoked.
Yeah, I don't know who they got that's coming in there to play them.
Nigga, they gonna get smoked. It don't matter who they play.
If he popped
somebody, nigga, I'm gonna be like,
that's
nigga.
That's doable, though. I mean, it's football.
I mean, anything can happen.
Yeah.
For sure. Anything can happen. But them niggas about to get smoked.
I think they're gonna get smoked. Especially, I gotta see the bracket. If they got like is Georgia in it? And, you know what I mean? Like, all right, one of them niggas come walking up in there, all right. And they may be the ones to slow him down a little bit. Yeah. I still think that he's a great running back to where
he getting 35 touches a game type shit. Like, he getting 30 plus.
Yeah, you give a running back
30 plus.
Any like, good running back,
nigga,
too.
He better be cooking.
Yeah, oh,
yeah, he better be cooking.
We know a few niggas from the city that, yeah. You know what I mean? You give
Luther.
Like, oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
Let that nigga touch the ball 30 times a game, nigga. He gonna be cooking shit.
Cooking shit, speedy. Like, it's hella motherfuckers. Like, if you just of that caliber. So, I mean, I kind of, back to the point of, like you said, what was the people kind of saying? I've seen, I guess, 50-50, I would think.
Yeah.
I've seen some people that was just like, you know what I mean? Hey, he deserved it. He was nice. He was lit. I bet you if he played for Boise, y'all be talking shit, saying he ain't played for nobody. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? And if Genty was there, y'all probably be saying
it's,
he was.
It's the same with just, both sides, bro. Yeah. Both of them niggas don't really, you feel me? Both of them niggas' competition ain't the greatest,
like,
but
the greatest.
Genty did happen to do some shit against some better what is that, one or two games
just one.
Okay,
but Trav, he played them last year, I mean, but you know, it's just it's something that's always debatable.
It's gonna be debatable, like, nigga,
you know,
because you know people just gonna hate.
Yeah,
just of who he connected to anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah, for me personally, unless you got one of those ones like a Reggie Bush was, where he, like,
it's
the
clear
the wow factor of him too is just like, oh my goodness.
I think that's what he got too.
Trav, he's kind of that. Yeah,
that's what he done did some shit to make niggas be like. Remember, I told you, like, bro, they got the capability of always making them wild plays. Like,
yeah, they do.
They skilled players and they receivers and like, they always like, damn, bro, like, what the fuck? Like, niggas is always doing some crazy shit.
Facts.
So, Trav got some top 10 plays. Like, Brad just was going nuts.
Yeah,
like he was just going crazy as fuck. Like,
that's why I still feel like.
He had the edge, but like I said, like, I forgot about that. When you got an impact outside of football, like, that matters too.
That matters.
You feel me? Like, his popularity and the shit that that the kids see him do,
yeah,
that shit mattered too.
Like, even his popularity as far as, bro, the nigga got Cam Newton to pull up to the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
And Johnny. like you said, yeah, like,
I ain't gonna lie,
it's
lit for this era to have that though.
Yeah.
Because like we said, we ain't seen that since Charles.
Yeah.
You feel me? Even though he was, see, this the thing. The only difference is I still
even though us at Ole State, we had Chris Campbell.
He could have got that bitch too. He could have got that bitch too. That was my dog. I fucked with that nigga. I ain't gonna cap. But the thing about Charles Woodson, bro, he only played 10 snaps on offense. Again.
And he played return.
Yeah.
And shit.
But that's why I'm saying, like, his impact, like, niggas thought his impact was that crazy. Like, niggas just thought he did some trash shit, even though he didn't.
Right.
And that's why I still give him the edge, because he was really more defense.
Yeah,
it was just. You feel me?
You could throw him on offense.
Them plays that he did make on offense made a difference.
Right.
You feel me? Right. But Trav really did both sides of the ball, like, nigga, the whole game.
Right.
You feel me? So, yeah, Charles is a little, he's still, theirs is always going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, Trav is different from Charles. Like, that nigga Trav, he was on some different shit. Like,
yeah, he was.
You feel me?
He's elite, man. I fuck with him. Man. His story is dope. You know, we was talking about it earlier. He just seemed like a good dude. You know what I mean? Like, I fuck with Trav. So, congrats to him. You know what I mean? Shout out to him and Coach Prime and everybody in Colorado. You know what I mean? And salute to Genty as well. You know what I mean? Salute to him.
Yeah.
A little bit off of college football, Ole State, we got Tennessee this week, you know what I mean, coming up Saturday.
We got Bama.
Yeah, y'all got Bama. December 31st. December 31st. Y'all got Bama. Man, that's gonna be a good game. Though.
If we get down on these niggas, that'd be twice. Even granted, I don't think the new year is January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
But to make it simplified for the people, you feel me? We'll get into that one day. One of these days,
we'll school y'all.
We'll get on y'all ass.
We'll break it down.
But we played them niggas January 1st this year. Nigga, now we gotta play them December 31st this year. Now, nigga, if we beat them niggas December 31st, that's twice in 1 year. We beat these niggas ass on the first day and the last day. That gotta be a fucking fun fact. That gotta be a stat that happened one time. That gotta be the first time that ever happened. I might have to look into that, but that'd be crazy if we, and it'd even be crazier if we beat these niggas, because niggas know what the fuck going on with us, fam.
I mean, they beatable now to me.
Yeah.
Because Saban, the fact, ain't there no more.
Yeah.
Like, but we can get on that. Yeah, still crazy, though. Think like what you said. Like,
because I don't know if niggas, once you declare for the draft, you can't play no more, right? It's over with, ain't it?
No, I believe once you get an agent or something like that,
it's over with.
It's over with.
Yeah, I don't know if Mason Graham and them niggas playing.
I can't remember. It's something that makes it over.
I don't know. Like, niggas might play, niggas might not play. I don't know. But shit.
I think everybody will play because, I mean,
Donovan not playing. He already said he ain't.
Donovan
Edwards. He ain't playing.
Good, dang
it. He ain't do shit this year. They're like, yeah, my boy.
I don't know. I was about to say, you know, it's a good team. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, hey, it's a good matchup. But I mean,
them niggas, I ain't gonna cap. They snubbed them niggas on that because I don't know how we got matched up with them niggas. Like, that's a number 11 team.
How many losses y'all got?
We got 5.
They got 4.
4. They got 4.
3 or 4. One of those. Yeah.
I just looked at it like they was almost in the playoffs, where they was in the playoffs. And then
that was the committee dick eating.
Yeah.
They was just thirsty for the views. If that's the case, all right, put Colorado in there. Nigga, y'all get some views then. Thirsty for some views.
For sure would have got the views then. For sure would have got the views.
Like, get Bama up out of here. I'm cool on them. Fuck them. You know what I'm saying? But I hope y'all smash on them niggas too. I think
O State gonna take
Tennessee.
Yeah, I think in the shoe,
it's gonna be rocking.
I like to say
it's a red out.
It's probably gonna be like on some
blood 24 shit,
like on some 31-24 shit, Ohio State type shit.
Hey, Tennessee like ain't no slouchers.
Yeah, that's why I made it kind of like on some test. Yeah, you feel me?
Got to. Who else is playing? What, Tuesday, Memphis and West V.
Bums.
Are they playing in the Backwood Bowl or some shit? then Wednesday you got JMU versus Western Kentucky.
Trash.
Then we got OU versus Jacksonville State.
Trash. Them niggas. OU who? I know you ain't talking about Oklahoma OU, or you talking about Ohio University.
Ohio University.
Mm-hmm. Trash.
Friday, first round, Indiana, Notre Dame.
That bitch gonna be gas.
Yeah, that might be like a little low-key rival or something.
That bitch gonna be gas. Just because I feel like that's a nice equal matchup.
Yeah.
Just gonna be hard.
I might say Notre Dame is a little bit stronger, but I'm like you said, I think that's a pretty good matchup.
Yeah.
If I had to pick a team that was, I would think is stronger.
What was the score with Indiana and O State?
It was like 35-13 or something.
Oh, okay.
Might even been worse.
I'm trying to think.
We pulled away on them late.
I want to do some.
I never was
stay with the Big Ten, but I think Notre Dame might get them niggas.
I mean, we'll see. We will see. December 26th, Pitt and Toledo. You ain't like, hold on. We got to support.
Go Toledo then.
All right, there we go.
Toledo then.
There we go. All right. Same day, Arkansas State versus Bowling Green. All right. Who's your money line if you had to pick?
Bowling Green.
All right. Yep. All right. December 28th, Colorado State, Miami of Ohio. It's bowl season.
That shit. That's one of them. That's one of them games where a nigga just skip right over that shit.
Right. Like,
nigga don't even know nothing about them don't teams. Know
nothing. all right. That's all I got. That's all I got for college football. All right, we want to stay in college though. You been watching college basketball at all? Do you watch college basketball, men's or women's, or you watching?
I watch a little highlights.
Little highlights.
Yeah.
Well, O-State, we got the doors blown off of us by.
I went to an O-State game this year. Randomly.
Which one?
Damn, you asked me.
See. When they pay attention.
Nah, because it was my fiance's. It was her family, her cousin coach for the team.
Oh, okay, damn. That's lit.
They in Indiana. That's I forgot lit. The name, but we went to the game, though, for sure.
That's lit.
And they I don't know what the score was, but I don't think they was winning.
I don't know. Well, yeah. Auburn, we played them the other day, and they whooped on us. They number two in the nation, but we lost by like 41 or something.
Damn.
Yeah, they got the doors blown off.
Shit.
But, you know, hey, I don't really – I think that they need to change. So this is my opinion. You want to know why I think that women's college basketball is way more interesting than men's right now? It's because – I think in 2018 or something, they went from playing two halves
to four quarters.
You get a different pace of game.
I thought that men switched to that too when I went to the game. I'm like, oh yeah, it's about to be four quarters. I'm like, I don't think we about to stay the whole game. Nigga, it hit halftime after the first joint. I'm like, oh, okay, these niggas still only play two quarters.
Still play the two half shit, 20 minutes.
Two halves, that shit.
To me, the shit is boring.
Yeah, that shit long as fuck.
Yeah, like it's long as fuck. Like,
damn. And these niggas still playing. But when college, it was over, it was like, damn.
Like,
these niggas only got one half left. Like, shit.
Right.
Shit about to be over, nigga.
I think that's what will help the men's game right now.
Yeah.
And the reason why, too, is because you got this NIL money.
It helps with the transition, too.
It helps with the transition because you know what college basketball ain't no more, and I don't give a fuck what these old coaches try to do. It ain't coach driven no fucking more. And we don't care if you're fucking what's the one nigga name? Bobby Knight and all of these coaches where you running all these goofy ass plays and man, hell no, bro. Let these niggas play like it's the NBA.
Basically
let them kind of, you know what I mean, play a little bit more pro style. That's what you basically getting.
And like, nigga, you getting some crazy ass plays. You getting basically prepared for the next level.
You gotta adjust to it too, like you said.
Man. And that college basketball shit, that shit just boring to me.
It's boring, bro. That like you said, that first half, long as shit.
Yeah, I don't even watch it.
Long as hell. If you change it up and give it four quarters, you get a different pace.
Really ain't no basketball, nigga. But like I said, I be peeping highlights.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I be knowing some.
I don't watch too much, and it's definitely not like back in the day. We used to probably know way more about college hoops because
I used to fuck with Juwan Wagner. Like I used to fuck with Maryland like, back in the day.
You had teams that you rocked you with. Me? We had video games we played and
stuff.
Yeah,
we played the video games.
Now this shit just ain't interesting.
Like Duke, that's back when like college basketball was actually interesting.
That was a thing.
This shit now, I don't even.
This shit
I can't. Only basketball player I can name that's in college right now is Cooper Flagg.
Right.
Right. And that's literally just because his name just ring bells. Like,
biggest name.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And then, nigga, I just know fucking Mello son going to Syracuse. Right. But other than that, nigga, I don't know shit about
all of these things, man. If you pay attention, man, what we watching is just we in that phase where a lot of these motherfuckers that this is how it's been, they getting old.
Yeah.
We transitioning. Now we starting to get like our peers or maybe a little bit older, 40-something. Early '50s,
finding all the loopholes to not even go to college,
exactly
type shit,
exactly. But yeah, so you know, hey, college basketball, y'all gonna have to get that shit together, man. Shit boring,
shit, ass.
Shit boring, man. All right, quick shout out, real quick, to Ohio football, man. Just ended all the state champs. You know what I mean? I don't know all of y'all. I know. Bishop Watterson and
Olin Tangi,
they brought it back here in Central Ohio. So shout out to them. Everybody else don't know.
Money them Olin Tangi schools. I know it's a bunch of y'all niggas.
It was Powell Olin Tangi, I believe. They won the state chip, and then like I said, Bishop Watterson beat Toledo St. Catholics. But the All Ohio teams, they was announced last week. And it's three of them that was on Marion Franklin. I want to shout out that play coaches.
Oh yeah, I mean? Shout out to
and shout out to shout out to play man. For real. You know, Talik Black, he was first team All State, All City, and All District.
Yes sir.
Listed as an athlete. You feel me? I think he plays on the defensive side. They probably use him all type of ways and stuff. Then they got Dwayne Galloway. They call him DJ. He got second team All State, team All City, All District. Sir. He's going to West V.
Yes, sir. You
feel me? Shout out to him. And then Tay Robinson. He's a linebacker. He got third team All State and first team All City.
Yes, sir.
And, District, man.
Yes, sir.
In Division Four, man. Shout out to them.
Yes.
Shout out to Play. Shout out to Marion Franklin.
Keep doing y'all thing, man.
Keep doing y'all's thing, man. All right, let's get to the league. Steelers and Eagles. Speaking of Play.
Fuck these Steelers niggas talking about, nigga. Fuck these Steeler niggas.
I wish
about,
I could
nigga.
Phone play in right
nigga,
now.
Call that nigga play right now, nigga, and let that nigga know, nigga, who, nigga, Battle of Pennsylvania, nigga, coming to motherfucking Philly, nigga.
What's gonna happen?
Nigga.
425 today.
Nigga, we about to get in their ass.
No Diddy.
Yeah.
No Jigga. Sorry, not play.
Hey. Nah, man, I think this game gonna be crazy.
I think it's gonna be crazy,
and it's gonna boil down to defense. It's gonna boil down to defense.
As much as I fucking hate the Steelers, that defense it's be on crazy. Point every
and that's,
fucking
that's,
year.
That's what been Fuck. Having them. They been winning off them. And nigga, let that kicker, nigga. Let that nigga think he about to be kicking up in our shit. Nigga, Ooh. We nigga, they kicker, nigga. He that good. Nigga got more points than the offense do, right. I think, nigga. That nigga cold. That nigga, he been getting them through a lot of motherfucking games, nigga, in the defense.
What's
nigga.
His name? Nobody, we don't know his name?
I don't know that nigga name. All I know is, nigga, I don't want to see that nigga on the field. I only want to see the punter. That nigga, he gotta earn his check today, nigga.
No George Pickens.
No George Pickens though. So nigga, that's kind of good for us
no
because
NFL Pickens. What's wrong with him?
Yeah, he ain't want no smoke with us because he knew he couldn't get no shit like that off on C.J. Gardner. He knew he couldn't get no shit like that off on Quinyon Mitchell. He can't even get that shit off on our white boys, nigga. Cooper. Right, nigga, now. Reed Blankenship. Nigga.
All right, Dad.
Niggas would have kicked his ass in the nest.
Where they from?
Who?
Them white boys. Sorry.
Them niggas from Iowa or something.
That fucker had put him in a leg lock or some
shit. Yeah, it was some Kurt Angle shit. No cap. But nah, I think it's going to be a good game, but I do think we gonna win, though. Because we got the difference maker. If niggas don't know who the difference maker is, we got Saquon Barkley.
Saquon?
Yeah. And
he is a difference maker.
As long as our line block that defensive line, nigga, we gonna be straight. Cause yeah, that's them niggas is a problem. But yeah, they ain't got George. I think they might be down a couple niggas on defense too, or at least a
defense just somehow finds a way.
Yeah, they do, and that's the only thing that kind of like all right. That's the only thing we got to. We just got to go out there and be on top of our shit.
All y'all's receivers there.
Yeah, I think they all.
Devontae is back.
Yeah, everybody. Okay. And I think AJ about to have a game, nigga. Y'all seen what the fuck was going on in the media? Everybody seeing Philly. Yeah, they gotta come to the link, nigga. Yeah, they gotta come to the link, and that bitch about to be crazy. Cause I think they division leaders. I believe they division leaders.
They for sure.
And we are division leaders.
We are division. Yeah. We thought the North, I mean, usually the North is a banger.
Oh, yeah. It's y'all.
That's Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and the Natty.
Yeah.
And usually every year, even with us being shitty, our defense would be like straight, though. Like, all right. And it just usually is a dogfight. But right now, this year, Pittsburgh just out in front. Yeah. And, you know, they dominating. I mean, shout out to them. You know what I mean? It's the fans. Oh, yeah. Like you said, fuck, I mean, obviously, that. Respect. Man, fuck them too for me because, you know, I'm Cleveland. Ass. I fuck with the Browns.
We got to whoop ass today.
All right. So we'll have to revisit this convo. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because this is obviously before the game. So what's the score you got?
I do think we just going to pull it off. It's gonna be close. Let me think. It's gonna be on some 19-13 shit, man.
19-13 shit.
It's gonna be ugly. It's gonna be a 6-point win regardless. Like it's gonna be some shit like that. I don't think we gonna go beat ass type shit, but yeah, I do think we gonna win. But you hear it here first. If that nigga Saquon or AJ get the, it's gonna get ugly in that motherfucker. I'm just gonna say it like that. Y'all niggas better, y'all DBs, niggas better, nigga. Man, I think AJ about to get involved today. I think they about to kind of try to low key overdo it. I think he about to have a day. I think Saquon might have a day too. Cause you know he chasing the record anyway. So
yeah, I mean Saquon he's a problem.
Yeah,
he's a problemo. All right. So with that said, then Super Bowl picks. We coming up on the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, I obviously I don't have a dog in the race.
So I just got the NFC. Championship matchup.
What you got?
I got the Eagles in Detroit.
Eagles, Detroit. Let me see. Who else is elite this year in the NFC? Anybody?
The Vikings.
The Vikings are elite?
Where so to speak. Them niggas, only lost two games.
They lost two games. Jay Juddas is crazy, though.
Yeah.
Who's their quarterback, though?
Fucking Sam Darnold.
He's been leading the way.
Bro, that nigga been going crazy.
Have
he? Yes.
Sometimes when my team just out of it, it be like, I don't
niggas,
even
niggas stop
shit.
Paying attention when niggas a team ass. Niggas stop paying attention to certain shit. That's why I like nigga in college. Like nigga, man.
And fuck y'all, because I know niggas would be like, well, you fuck with the Browns, and they always ass. But no, nigga.
Fuck y'all,
we
niggas.
Was supposed to be straight.
Last year, y'all niggas went to the playoffs.
Exactly. So we was, you know what I mean? We thought Deshaun and all that shit was going to be cool. So fuck y'all, nigga.
Yeah.
But
the Vikings might be the sleeper.
Sleeper.
But I got us in Detroit.
Right now, that's probably the clear favorites.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
What about AFC then?
It's probably for sure. So the sleeper team is the Steelers to me. You got the Bills and the Chiefs.
You know who else I would put, though, even though they're not playing good, and we was kind of talking about them earlier?
Baltimore. Got to.
As a sleeper. But, as a sleeper.
As a sleeper.
Them in Pittsburgh, like you said.
Yeah.
Because I could see Pittsburgh fuck around. Like, hold up. How these niggas end up in this bitch this right. year?
Like, whoa. God. And they got some shit yo, coming up. Dang, like they got some shit coming up. Like, yo, right. They got
that
a schedule.
Would be insane.
They got some crazy shit coming up.
That
they,
would be insane.
They play us, the Chiefs, the Ravens, like all in like a 10-day span or some shit like that. Like nigga, okay. they about to have to they about to be banged up.
Buffalo,
Buffalo, see, it's crazy because, like, when it come down to, like, after, like, any time my team gets put out of something, a team is still in it, I be secretly rooting for niggas. Like, bro, Buffalo is one of them teams that I be kind of like, bro, can y'all niggas do it? Because, yeah, nigga, them niggas went to, what, 3 Super Bowls in a row and lost all 3 of them bitches on some heartbreaking shit. Like, bro, y'all niggas is just ugly. I mean, y'all might not have it in y'all to do it. But
might not.
Detroit is probably, like, my second. They got to go through us, though. So that's the only reason why I can't really clearly root for them niggas, but them the niggas that I be rooting for on the low.
Right,
like,
now,
that's
okay.
probably like a second favorite on some hometown
if y'all,
shit.
If y'all meet up,
we win.
Where do y'all play?
I think Detroit only lost one game, so we probably would be in Detroit unless they lose some shit. But as of right now, it probably would be in Detroit.
In Detroit?
But, you know, Philly right there. So that's going to be damn near a home game for us, too.
Shit.
Nigga, nah. You know Philly fans how we do. We travel.
Shit.
Our fans travel. Detroit ain't about shit right
now. All these owners watched what New York did to Philly in the NBA in the playoffs last year. And they say, oh, hell no, we ain't gonna never have it like that.
Yeah, man.
To where y'all niggas come in my stadium and turn it into y'all's.
Yeah,
nah.
We get like that. They can't stop it. But look, I think.
Buy tickets to his own shit.
I think we'll win that game, though.
Detroit's tough.
They are. Top five receiver. Got a top five running back duo.
Detroit, them niggas, top five.
But Jared Goff, what, top 5, top 10 quarterback?
I don't know. Probably, maybe. I'm not aware of all the stats, but like.
It's like.
They tough.
Top five defense type shit. Like, yeah, they for sure tough. But
coach
nigga,
on it. He blue collar.
Yeah, that nigga biting kneecaps off and shit. Like, but I feel like we tough too. My coach just like him, but he an Italian version. You feel me? Like,
yeah, for sure.
Like
for
he on some mob shit.
That's a gritty. That's a gritty conference championship game.
Yeah,
for sure.
It is. And
Philly versus Detroit.
Yeah,
because like,
I don't think Minnesota got it in them to get through either of us.
Jay Jettas do, but his team don't.
Yeah, they ain't got the grit.
Now, they ain't got the nuts. Now, if that nigga Lee end up somewhere crazy, if he pulls some Saquon
shit. He need to come to us.
Hell no.
Yeah, he can come on.
He need to come to us, nigga. Shit.
Nah, fuck y'all niggas. Y'all niggas don't need shit.
We about to get, shout out Cam. We about to get
the Browns
Cam
about
Ward,
to move to Columbus, y'all. They just about to move to Columbus, and nigga, I'm going to try out and be BJ Jettis for the Browns, nigga. And niggas can't fuck with me, nigga. I'm like motherfucking Randy Moss 2.0, nigga.
We're going to see. Hey, well, I mean, we're going to see.
Yeah, the
Super
Bills
Bowl
in Detroit
picks.
Today.
That's, oh, they
that's,
play today?
That's a little sneak peek of some shit.
That Sunday night game?
Is
that's
it?
Gotta be
prime it probably
time,
is.
Probably.
It probably is. If not, it's a 4 o'clocker. But I don't think. I don't know. Let's see.
It's gotta be prime time.
It gotta
come
be.
Come on now, you can't do that. Just
cause that's some fire shit right
hey,
there.
Come on now, we can't just throw this on any old time.
4.
It's at 4.
It's a 4:25 game.
I'm sick at them. What we doing?
Seahawks and the Packers.
That's how we treating shit. Seahawks and the Packers.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then tomorrow is fucking Vikings and the Bears.
Mm. Well, I need my fantasy team to go crazy. It's the playoffs or the startup. Shout out to all my fantasy players.
We play at 4-2.
My team might be cooked.
Man, they should have had one of us. They should have had one of us at that 8 o'clock spot for real.
Hell yeah. Okay. Well, shout out to all the niggas in the league, man. You already know everybody about to be tuned in. Yeah, nice. Football is rocking. We got Christmas Day. Beyonce gonna be performing and shit. It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be crazy. We'll get into the old Beyonce and Jay.
Damn.
All right. All right. Quick shift. Hoops. Bronny. Little Bronny James at 30. All right. Hold on. Let me. All right. To all the niggas that know that I fuck with Bron. Really, anybody that know me know that's my favorite player. They just associate me with the Bron fanatics, mm-hmm. The Unreal fans, the ones who just
Bron sexuals.
Yeah, the Bron sexuals, the ones who just spew nonsense. Every fan base has these type of fans. I am not that fan, okay? From the time I've seen Bronny James play basketball in high school, I knew he wasn't that crazy, right? But I'm not going to sit here and say, like, oh, he's shitty or something, okay? When he went to the NBA, a lot of people was frustrated. I don't know why. The nigga went in the second round and went damn near the last pick in the second round.
He was the
last pick in the second round. So I don't know why we was mad. And I don't know what nigga that anybody knew of that should have went over him right there. Like, oh, this dude, because like we said earlier, nobody watching college basketball to know who's who or know who's doing what.
Draft was ass.
You know what I mean? Now, if the nigga would have went like maybe the last pick in the first round, all right, I might be like, all right, yeah. You know what I mean? But like, all right, the nigga went last pick, second round, whatever. Gets to the NBA. A lot of people are distraught about the Lakers and they think Bron is fucking it up and all that. Yeah. This is the thing I got to say about the Lakers. This is what I say, Rich. I'm a realist. Let's do the timeline real quick. The Lakers haven't been relevant since 2010. Let's be real.
Bubble. Win the chip.
Well, I'm going to work my way up to that.
All right.
2010, right? That was when Kobe won versus Boston. Got number 5. Okay? He loses to Dirk. Remember, Dirk went through everybody, including Bron and them.
Yeah, that was the last chick.
The Lakers ain't been the same since, my nigga. Andrew Bynum ripped his jersey off, flicked niggas off. He robbed them, too. He robbed the league, all this shit. They traded Lamar. Lamar was found in the crack house. It was all types of wild shit happening. Then Bron gets there in like 2018. All right, they got a little bit of relevancy again. Somewhat. Bron's there, but they're shitty still.
Shitty.
2020 happens. Somehow they snap in the front office. They all have a mind again, and they do business the right way. They assemble a great team, and they go to win the championship. Some people say it's the bubble, so they don't count. I still call that bullshit, but whatever. Now fast forward. They abandon what they used to win. They haven't done that since, and they've been rolling out mediocre players ever since, alongside Bron and AD. Yeah. Then they made a trade. You know, Russell Westbrook, nobody, all the Bron haters will say that L.A. did him wrong. Russell Westbrook is on his, like, fourth team in 4 years. Nobody wants to acknowledge he's still blowing layups. He's still missing dunks. He'll get a little triple-double here and there, and he'll have a night where he went off of 30, though. He'll go off of 30, but he's consistently putting up 10, shooting 20 shots, and nobody's saying a damn thing. He had 5 points the other night. Nobody said nothing. Everybody's talking about him crip-walking to squabble up on his Instagram. But nobody wants to acknowledge that he was shitty on the court. I was watching him blow layups in L.A. They get D'Angelo Russell and them. They get a little bit more youth. And they got a little bit more bounce to their step, right? D'Angelo Russell, nobody wants to explain how inconsistent he's been his entire career. I love D'Angelo Russell, too. He played at Ohio State University. And I know how talented he is.
He's a snitch.
But he's a snitch, and he is inconsistent. But it's Brown's fault. All right, cool. Now, why am I saying all of this? Because some people are making a big deal of Brownie James having 30. I'm saying this. The Lakers are just a cooked franchise. So Lil Brownie, he ain't going to be the one to save shit.
Cooked.
They cooked. You know what I mean?
Them niggas hired Reddick as they head coach.
Now, I think J.J. Reddick's a good coach. Got cooked team. Just my opinion. Just my opinion.
They tried to put a good coach on a bad team thinking he was going to revive that shit. Nah, them niggas.
Same team.
Cooked.
He rolled out the same team.
Cooked.
Some people are asking of a 40-year-old LeBron. I think this nigga's birthday is probably like this week or some shit.
Yeah,
a 40-year-old LeBron and AD to lead the way. When have we ever seen a 40-year-old leading the way other than Tom Brady? But he played football when he doesn't have to play on the defensive side and he can rely on throwing the ball down somewhere opposed to, nigga, you got to dribble this bitch on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta stay. You gotta stand in front of people.
Yeah, I was about to say you gotta be in front of a nigga. You gotta stay with that nigga. Rebound, jump, all type of extra shit, nigga. The quarterback, nigga. That nigga dropping back, throwing some shit or handing some shit off. He might have to run, but nigga, if he a game manager like Tom, most of the time throwing some shit away, taking a sack. You feel me? Might run and slide or some shit like that. Ran out of bounds. But he playing to safe.
He playing. Bronny James having 30 in the G League is right about where Bronny James need to be. All right. Yeah, like I said, if his last name wasn't James and he wasn't related to Brown, y'all wouldn't even be paying this nigga no attention. Y'all be saying what the facts are. The white boy is nice. That's Connect. They drafted him from Tennessee. He nice. The other dude, cool. Now, I've had this argument. They bring up this one dude. His name, I can't remember it. He, I want to say he played for Xavier, maybe. But they say he's better than Bronny. Okay. Still shitty. He ain't good enough to be on my starting team, though. So what? They both right about where they need to be. The white boy, the only one that can make it in this rotation. Them other two niggas, y'all going to have to play over there. You know what I mean?
Go play for the, what them niggas call?
Last man on the damn bench. Go play for that.
Last man on the damn bench, Lakers, nigga.
Hey, man, but, you know, shout out to Brody James, but it's no fucking big deal to me, man. He's all right, he cool. All the niggas that are just hating on him just because he Brown's son. Get over it. Now, Holiday Hoopla. You familiar with that, Rich? You heard about that? They doing that here in the city, bro. It's going to be lit.
Who running it?
I don't know exactly who's running it, but it is a tournament that's going to be taking place at the convention center, bro. First time they doing something like this. Convention center hoop. 3 days, my nigga.
Damn. That shit sound lit.
Yeah, it's going to be Friday. It's going to start on December 27th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You got teams like Harvest Prep and Ridge is going to be in it. West, Pickerington Central.
Also, this some city.
Yeah, Northland.
This guy.
They're
going to
be in it. Yeah. This is city shit. Dublin Jerome, you know, Gahanna. It's lit, bro. It's at the convention center, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
dope. They've never had this.
Yeah, that's dope. So, that shit sound crazy.
Yeah, so that's going to be lit, man. But yeah, once again, that's a 3-day event. Starts on December 27th. They're talking about general admission tickets is like $15, stuff like that. You probably just have to do some little minor research. Do your Googles. You can probably find it in Columbus Dispatch, things like that. And go check that out. That's going to be dope. That's going to be major, too. All right. Now, let's get into some crazy shit. Where you want to start at? We got...
That bring me my shit crazy. I'm just started off shit crazy. Fam, nigga, I was watching the battle, nigga. Ooh. Nigga, Geechee and motherfucking Easy, nigga. I'm when watching the battle. Talk I'm like, to
her. When Geechee had to talk to her soul real quick.
Nigga.
That came bitch, out you, a couple a, months ago,
use,
right?
Use a ain't shit ass bitch. Because originally, I'm on some, man, y'all know, nigga, this some battle rap shit. Nigga, we can't go with what battle rappers say now, nigga. These niggas be lying. Man, I'm trying to get motherfuckers the benefit of the doubt. Nope. I'm on Facebook like, all right. Now we can say this is a cheating ass bitch.
Right.
Cause man, and this nigga Papoose knocking niggas out and shit. Right. Yeah.
So how you feel like, you know, I get you saying she a cheating ass bitch. How you just feel about the whole situation though? I'm talking Remy, Pap, Clarissa Shields now. She's entered the chat.
That's a little nasty.
Who wins the fight? Remy or Clarissa?
Come on now.
I think I'm probably on the same.
I think it'd be attempted murder, fam.
On Shields?
Yeah.
Okay.
She catching the fucking case.
That's what I was thinking.
She catching the murder charge.
I don't get why people are doubting. Not with
that tough guy shit that Remy be on. She's going to have to pop that bitch.
Now, what if she just pop her?
Nah, that's what a smart bitch would do.
Yeah,
bitch, you better play it smart.
But Clarissa literally fights niggas.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. She gonna have to pop that bitch. Like, literally. Like, she's going to have to shoot her. If you don't, bitch, you about to be fighting for your fucking life.
Fight for my life.
Literally, like, you was in the fight for your motherfucking life, nigga. She was tagging your shit. I can just see it now. I ain't gonna lie.
Who wins with Pap and Easy?
Streets already said Pat won, so
right. Easy just looked fried to me. Yeah, I just can't take him serious.
Yeah, see, he knocked that nigga out. He was in the fetal position.
Him and Reed Dollars, I think they about to battle, and Reed Dollars said, "Look, I'm from Philly," and he basically said, "I've never heard of you. Like, what you say you is, niggas was supposed to have heard of you at some point in time." All the pictures I see of Easy, he looked like a goofy. Remy kind of fried for this. I think, though, Easy need to chill because, one, you caught Remy. Her on some vulnerable shit, and you should just be happy that you're hitting it right now and in this position because she's going to snap out of it and realize how fucking fried you are.
Bro, like, this shit ugly.
Like, I need to go fuck with Smack or something. Like, why am I fucking with you, nigga?
She
like,
ugly for that.
She fried. I don't know what's going on.
She ugly.
But I mean, Clarissa Shields isn't, I mean.
That ain't the super craziest upgrade neither, but she fried for fucking with that nigga.
At least she a world champ.
Yeah, she fried for fucking with that nigga. The block captain. Yeah.
And I think Papa 30 that nigga. I ain't gonna hold you.
But they don't want to do that neither.
Off the top of the dome, though, he might.
In alphabetical order.
In alphabetical.
On that nigga.
In numerical order, nigga.
In Spanish, nigga. Just 30 that nigga in some different language, nigga.
So that leads me into a question. You were talking about it earlier. Is Easy the block captain and old gossiping ass? Does he fall into the niggas that's gossiping like women? Because a lot of you niggas out here do gossip
everybody gossip, I feel like. It's just always going to be to the degree of the gossip. You feel me?
Some niggas are super gossip.
Like, niggas be...
They just have tea.
Like, nigga.
like, tea is Clock just it. Brought
to Head ass. Like, niggas be on that. Yeah. Like, it be crazy. But I feel like it's always to the degree of the gossip. Like, nigga, and how much... validity you got. like how valid that shit you talking is. Because, like, nigga, if you just really just pulling shit out your ass, like, yeah, bro, you just a gossiping ass nigga. You was just trying to see what niggas was going to say about a motherfucker or something like that. Like,
yeah.
Like, niggas be on some messy shit. You feel me? But, like, nigga, if you, nigga, know, like, say you was at the club last night and, nigga, you seen, nigga, a well-known nigga get his motherfucking lights knocked out, nigga, and you at the barbershop the next day, like, nigga, such and such, nigga, I seen that nigga get his shit rock, nigga.
That's the T niggas be like, wanting. Like, hold on, what?
Nigga, what? And let's say that nigga go and tell such and such, and he go tell such and such and such and such, like, nigga, like, man, that I heard that nigga got pissed on. Like, nigga, who the fuck? Like, I feel like that's where
some niggas got too much tea.
Yeah, like niggas be trying to add to the shit, and niggas be trying to get different stories. Like, oh yeah, such and such was at the club too. Let me ask him, see if it happened for real. And that nigga fuck around and lie to your ass. But
just
nah, like
sauce on there for no reason.
Yeah, like, but nah, if you was at the club last night, seen a nigga get knocked out, go to the, you feel me? That's the truth. I don't feel like that's necessarily gossip. It might be gossip because you went to the barbershop and just told a barbershop full of niggas, and that might be a little messy because you ain't have to do that. But it, at the same time, it was at the club. You wasn't the only nigga to see that shit.
Yeah, yeah. That's so, like, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Just out there. That's public information at that point. At that feel me? So I don't look at certain shit like that as gossip. But, like, nigga, if you wasn't there, nigga, and you just want some, man, you heard, nigga. And I heard that nigga got his ass beaten. Like, nigga, you was there? Like, nah, I just, nigga, at the barbershop. Like, oh, such a bitch ass up, nigga. But that's how niggas be looking at certain shit. Like, yeah, I think easy.
But wouldn't that still be, like, they just relaying the public information to somebody else that wasn't at the shop.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm saying, like, when niggas be like, I don't gossip, but niggas be on some, I heard, like, nigga, that's gossip. That's gossip. You feel me? That's just giving different examples, but that's gossip. You feel me? Like,
that's what easy to block cap.
Yeah, he a gossipy ass nigga.
He definitely is that I heard ass nigga. Your man's told me ass nigga. Like, all right, nigga.
Like, nigga, but yeah, I did my research. And
yeah,
like, I was asking around. Nigga.
You know who else is that way to me? Whack 100.
Oh yeah, he's a
super gossipy ass.
I heard Nipsey was gay.
I got the tapes.
I got the tapes.
Like, why would everybody bring you a tape?
Who is you to reveal this information, like,
why
nigga?
You just always had a tape. I personally think I say it. I think he an informant.
He is something.
I think he's something with the boys and, like, maybe ex-hip-hop police, something, nigga. You know, but that's topic for another day. But, you know, hey, how your antennas up when you're around that nigga. But, yeah, Remy, I think she's fired for that, too, personally.
It's time to get straight to it.
Is Papoose in the wrong anywhere in here to you?
I don't know. I don't really got all the facts. But niggas said he was cheating the whole time she was in prison. I told motherfuckers, like, bro, you cannot cheat on a motherfucker in prison.
Like, they're not coming home.
Like, what you mean? Like, 6-7 years in prison, bitch. What the fuck? You thought I was about to be faithful?
Any woman, I would have to, I damn near would need a polygraph test from women if they was with somebody.
If your nigga went to prison.
Over how many years?
So
how many
first
years?
Of all,
what's the cutoff?
So, first of all, me and my fiance had this talk. Nah, nigga, we was keeping it 100. Like, I'm on some, we said to be married, so it's a little different for us. But, like, hypothetically speaking, if I got sentenced to 6-7 years, I'm not one of them niggas be like, man, you gonna hold me down? You gonna wait for me? No, nigga, go live your life. And when I get out, you feel me? If it's possible for us to pick back up, we gonna pick back up. You feel me? Like, if you fuck with me like that, I'ma know you fuck with me like that because you'll be telling niggas, like, shit, man, I'ma get my rocks off, but when my nigga come home, fam, my nigga, but, like, I'm not expecting it. You feel me? Because I'm gonna keep it real, like, nigga, go live your life. If you decide to still keep books on, fuck with me and shit like that, like, that's cool. You feel me? We been together, like, I got this 6-7, but I'm not expecting you to not get your rocks off. That's ultimately what I'm alluding to.
Okay.
You feel me? Like
I can accept that.
I'm not expecting you to just be in the crib, just miserable for fucking 6-7 years. Like, that's crazy. Same for a female. Bitch, if you got 6-7 years, 6-7 years.
Hold it down for her.
That's, nigga, I did the math. That's 2,000 and something days. If you think I'm not finna pop something in them 2,000 and something days, fam, it's crazy. So we extended the convo. We like, so the only thing that'd be different is, nigga, if a nigga got a baby that's like 6 or 7 years old, then that mean that nigga ain't wait. You feel me? Same with the bitch.
What if the baby younger?
Now, I said, now if the baby like
one,
two, or yeah, some shit like that, like that mean that nigga, you feel me? It just happened. Like towards the end, like who's to say? But like we asked this. What do you think?
What?
If you went to the joint,
mm-hmm,
came out, your bitch had a baby.
I'm sick.
Is that worse? Or is it worse
how many years
if the bitch go to jail and come out and her nigga got a baby?
I thought you about to say the bitch went to jail, came back with a baby.
Nah.
Say, hold on.
She,
the
you,
CEO
you,
fucking her?
You went to jail, come out, your bitch got a baby. She went to jail, come out, you got a baby. I said, it's girl, worse. And it's not just because I'm a nigga. It's just, I know niggas will kill a bitch over that.
Yeah.
Like, I just straight up turned. Like, niggas will kill over that shit, bro. Yeah. Like, bitches will just air a nigga out. You feel me? Like, I held this nigga down, and this nigga got a baby on me. And yeah, like, they just air a nigga out. You feel me? But a nigga come home, and his bitch got a baby, he might crash out and kill
how
everybody.
Many years, though? That's what I said. I mean, we still talking to 6-7?
Yeah.
See, to me, 6-7 is like, come on now. Either party can hold that down. Okay. It's like that. It's got to be like you said, with an understanding of.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
How many
like,
times you cheat on me and shit?
Man, like, bro, if you got locked up for 6-7 years, player, bro, and you get out.
Don't
and
get
the
in a relationship.
Yeah, and the first thing you ask, so how many dicks you did? Bro,
I couldn't do shit.
I hope she lie to your stupid ass, bro, and say no.
I'm asking the question because
I hope you have to catch
locked,
her ass
because
you a dumbass nigga.
I gotta know.
It's over with. I hope she lie to
she's
that nigga.
Gonna lie.
She better lie.
She gonna tell me none.
Yeah, that's her best bet.
Some nigga popping up at the door.
Exactly. You gonna have to. That's why I said I hope you gotta find out, nigga.
That's why I said 6-7. You got to be able to hold that down.
Nah, see, this the thing. Understanding going to have to be like, bitch, you got three bodies. Three. And you know 9 times out of 10, bitch, all right. I might just grab one.
But I just look at it like, I could be fucking with you on and off for 6-7 years.
Yeah, nah, that's a fact.
Like, damn, now if they hit me with 10 or more, all right, go on, go on. Oh, it's going to be 2030 when I get out type shit. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You can't even think 10 years from now.
Yeah, I don't think.
6-7?
I hold my fiance down. She got 6-7 for sure. But.
6-7? Okay, think about it, too. Yeah. What if I went to jail on some trapping shit? You got, I left the money with you. 6-7 years.
You
got
to hold it down.
Come on now. Like,
but,
with the understanding.
I was about
like
to say, but I'm still not expecting her to not. To not get
like
the rocks
said,
off
also,
maybe once or twice in
I
that.
Just, I just
maybe
got
probably
out of,
even more.
I just got out the penitentiary, so I'm going to be insecure.
Nah.
I mean,
you got to learn.
I mean, nigga,
Hopefully it's a nigga in there that tell you, like, nigga, don't get out there and don't remember, nigga. She was free. You wasn't, nigga.
Well, to be honest, if you the kingpin nigga like that, you probably ain't. You getting
out
on some making.
If you the
you
kingpin,
got, you got
nigga,
all that money still.
First off, if you the kingpin, nigga, first off, she's scared. She's scared to do anything. So she probably not moving like that. If you was the kingpin, nigga, like she already know when you get home is lit like that. So some situations, Yeah, you gotta be a dummy to not hold
money,
it down.
I mean, maybe not kingpin, but you know, like
nah,
we got
if
some
you got
bread.
Some cheese, like it's even if a nigga just
let's say
well
I got
off,
the crib
nigga.
In your name, you already my name is tatted on you, and vice versa. I got you tatted on me.
It all depends.
And we like got, like you said, we got a little baby that's 3, nigga, when I went in. 6'7", you got to hold that down.
Nah, I'm not
now,
saying this.
16, 17.
Nah, I'm not saying no, she ain't got to hold life. It down. I'm more so speaking on.
Well,
you,
I wanted
you
to hold that down.
It's not, if your bitch got popped while you was in there for that 6 or 7, you can't say, like, bitch, you cheated on me. Like, nigga, you were in prison.
I don't know. Some could think. Well, if they were married.
Nah, that's the only way. If y'all
so
ain't
then
married.
There's a way.
If y'all niggas ain't married, hell nah.
What if we got a promise ring? Because
it's the you gotta look at it the other way around.
What?
Like and I you know me.
What's
like,
the other nigga, way around? What you mean?
If she got locked up for 6 or 7 and she said she the breadwinner, she the
there we
nigga,
go.
Nigga,
I gotta hold it down.
Is you just whack a mole, nigga, all night, nigga, for 6, 7 years, or you gonna pop something?
Let me ask this question. Like you said, she the breadwinner. What's my financial situation?
Nigga, her financial situation.
I'm whacking him down. Can't fuck this up.
Can't fuck up the money, man.
That I'm playing. I'm clearly playing. I think you said, ultimately, to have an honest answer, what I would do if it was the 6 or 7, money out of it, whatever. I'm personally kind of on some like, damn, like, you know, like, they, like, can I hit you up at least when I first get out and shit? But do you? You know what I mean? Because like you said, the reality of it is neither party, male, female, they're unless there's you just a loyal person like that, you're probably going to go and be sexually active somewhere.
Yeah, somebody and I'm not even saying you in a rush to
do
it.
Yeah, nobody's saying that, but like,
all I'm saying is you as a person that got the motherfucker that was incarcerated, you can't just think your significant other now, if that's your wife, she was getting popped, that's different, because that's crazy.
But right? What if she's wifey?
Nigga.
Some niggas
all right, put it like
feel
this.
Like it's the bond
it about,
is that
it's,
tight.
It's about the ties, bro. Yeah, let's say you got a kid with her. Yeah, that's more probably your wife than
but
anything.
Like, let's take out
but
that.
If you ain't got no ties to her, y'all niggas ain't even got a crib together.
But let's say the bond is tight.
Man, fuck that bond. Y'all niggas ain't even got a crib together.
But we can't.
Y'all was just fucking around. Not even necessarily fucking around. Y'all was in a relationship, but.
But she nigga, was. She slept in the car with your goofy ass.
Man.
You ain't. Y'all didn't have a crib together.
She getting popped by a nigga with a crib and heat. Nigga, she getting popped for the barest of minimums.
Hey.
She getting popped for a bowl of porridge.
I don't know. I mean, you're right. Both things are going to happen here.
Yeah, nah, but.
Both things. But,
nah,
you know,
you like for him to hold it down.
Yeah,
you,
I just
you
feel
like for him to hold it down. And I believe that a motherfucker going to get popped. Like,
and if
you just got to be real.
And if I'm being all the way real. I would think that if I'm closer to 5 or less years, so like you said, 6 or 7 is probably the cutoff. If they tell me I got 9, yeah, go live your life. If I got 8, go live your life. Even at 6 or 7, we talking about having an understanding. You know what I mean? But it's still go live your life. Now, bitch, if I'm only in there for 2 years, I'm like... You got to hold it down. And vice versa.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, dude can hold it down. Some of you niggas didn't went 2 years without getting some pussy. Y'all niggas didn't whacked your fucking dick for 2 years, nigga. You niggas lying, acting like you hitting something every night. Nigga, y'all done went a couple years without getting your dick wet, nigga.
Ain't about to go 6 or 7 now.
Yeah, the 6 or 7 is wild.
That's crazy.
If you went 6 or 7 years without getting your dick wet, that's crazy.
The 6 or 7 is why.
All right, let's Jay-Z, Jay-Z and the lawyer dude, Tony Busby. What's your thoughts? I didn't think that when I heard about him raping a 13-year-old, it was like, all right, that's wild. Jay-Z just doesn't seem like that to me. Would I put Jay-Z in like the little weirdo category? Maybe not quite weirdo, but I definitely put him in like the little Illuminati category. Like where you, it's some shit that if it did ever come out about you, wouldn't paint you favorable.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's kid is, shit though.
I don't put nothing past niggas, so that's why I don't.
Or maybe I'm just trying to say that.
Yeah, I don't put nothing past nobody, but I don't put nothing on nobody without the facts. But I don't put nothing past nobody neither.
Jay just, he just don't
niggas been having weird allegations on their name for years, like him fucking Foxy Brown when he was 27 and she was like 15. So it's like, I don't know. Like, niggas don't know the truth, for real. But like I said, I don't put nothing past nobody, none of these niggas, because all these niggas got some weird shit attached to their name for
especially,
real. That we don't really know if it's true or not. We just know it's attached to them.
Especially you niggas that, let's be honest, bro, around them times of the mid-90s and late-90s, early 2000s, mid-2000s type shit, y'all niggas was doing shit. You feel me? Like, that little era and shit, bro. I be seeing clips all the time that be talking about damn. Like, it be, like, I've seen, have you ever seen clips that they were showing that they were doing even on, like, wrestling in 2002?
Yeah.
Like, shit was just blatant right in our fucking face. For me, I was a kid, though. You know what I'm saying? So, I wasn't as in tune or enlightened to know what I'm necessarily watching. Shit. But I remember it, though.
I had other siblings, so I'd be feeling like, nigga, I just was introduced to certain shit and got the, like, the clear understanding of it because of them.
My parents were that way as well. I mean, a lot of us, I think, were that way. But, like, I'm saying just you still were a kid, though. You didn't understand the true severity of it at that time. You may have known something was bad, or like I remember, like I was raised in the church. My parents and all them was talking bad about Pokemon and all that shit.
Yeah.
And everything is, you know what I mean, got little, you know, the shit that they do to prey on kids and things like that. But it's just, you know, to the point of, like you said, not being able to put things past certain people.
Yeah.
I mean, that nigga is from that era. Where it just like, nigga. Yeah,
from a freaky ass era.
You know, I wouldn't think that he would do that. But, you know, I also wouldn't be surprised if some shit ever ended up coming out to paint him in a negative way. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That would be like, oh, yeah, that's kind of fried. Yeah. Oh, you was doing that? Damn. Because, and the reason why I say that is like, as much as Dame and some of these niggas that be like, man, that nigga a piece of shit. We got to take these niggas for their value. Like, all right, they know them more than we do. Yeah. So we can't just assume that they just all the way hating or lying or whatever. Now, obviously, you can put that in there with them too. You know what I mean? I don't have to fully believe what they saying as well. But, you know. I just wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Dirk.
Cook.
Yeah, he cooked. Damn, I'm sick about Dirk too. That's my dude. But, I mean, when you see these things happen in real time, you feel bad for him, but then you just be like, I mean, well, nigga, like, this, you put it all in your fucking music, my nigga.
Yeah.
You was doing it. That's the energy. Like,
it really ain't, for real, when it come down to niggas like that, like, nigga, it ain't much to say. Like, nigga, yeah, you just cook.
You just like, cook, my nigga. Like, you. So, you know, and then in certain situations, too, it's like, look, I know we love Dirk and all that, but to sit here and try to yell, free my nigga Dirk.
Yeah, I can't do it.
He's
cooked.
He cooked. The nigga done set up niggas to get smoked. How the fuck I'm going to sit here and just be yelling free that nigga? Because if he was to smoke somebody, I wouldn't want that motherfucker free. So all we can say is Cook And, you know, hey, prayers out there. All parties involved.
That nigga cook.
Like, prayers to all parties involved.
Man. Well, fuck that. That nigga that's from Akron.
Who?
That nigga that said, yeah, Columbus still be wearing G-Unit, bitch.
Jay Suave.
Listen here, champ. You had on a motherfucking Michael Jordan throwback, fam, with an NFL. You lucky you had that NFL hat turned around, because, bitch, we are inquiring minds want to know what team that was, because, nigga, that shit, nigga, is nasty, nigga. Falcons. You know it was just some random red and black team, nigga. It ain't even had nothing to do with the fucking Bulls.
That's what I'm saying, Falcons.
Man, what type of time you want to say Akron is the best dressed city in Ohio, fam?
He like, said Akron and Cleveland.
And Cincinnati is at the bottom, and Columbus is at the bottom.
He said we was in the middle.
Yeah, he did. But nigga, I ain't even wanna engage in that shit for real, because nigga, I knew the nigga was trolling. Like, I knew the nigga was trolling. Like, to get this type of reaction. But nigga, when it come down to the fly shit, bro, I ain't gonna lie. It's definitely the C's, the big C's of the state. Like, nigga, Columbus, Cincy, and Cleveland. Like, no yeah, order, sure. But that's anything else, I'm cool with that.
That's why I said, you notice he from Akron.
Yeah, that's ugly.
He attached himself to Cleveland.
He ugly.
Because he said Akron and Cleveland. We swaggy.
We wear all the Nike shit. All
right. That was it. Just that statement alone tells you he might not know the best about fashion, because you brought up Nike as just the fashion trend.
And I don't know if he was trying to say nice or Nike, but that nigga sounded like he said Nike, and that's ugly as fuck to put up Nike. Like, Nike is
just hella fashionable.
My nigga said, nigga, we wear all the Nike shit.
We wear all the Nike shit.
Nigga, get your fried ass on, nigga.
Yeah, I mean, I like you said, if you ain't, to me, he definitely ain't qualified, just because the only ones that probably can really talk on that shit is the little fashion niggas.
Yeah, the fashionable niggas.
The fashionable niggas.
Because I don't even consider and myself no to be on no
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
like
I'm about to say, I ain't that. And yeah, no disrespect to you, Jay Suave. You ain't look like you was the fashionable
You're
nigga.
You're not a fashionable nigga. Niggas went through your picks, fam. Niggas was cooking you.
Did they?
Niggas was cooking, buddy. Niggas was cooking, fucked. Buddy. Niggas was going through all the Browns picks.
Bad fit.
That nigga
they
had
some, bad fits.
That nigga was on the on the book flexing $200. Nigga with
counted up to 200.
Man, he was ugly as fuck. He was ugly as fuck. I couldn't believe this shit.
Wow.
That nigga was fried, dog. That
I have no idea what's going on, man, with why he said that. But, you know, like you said, for engagement.
It had to be for engagement.
Respectfully, I disagree.
He got it, though.
Yeah.
He got the engagement.
Respectfully, I disagree.
He was mad. He said, I ain't never putting the city on again, man. Niggas ain't even capitalized on it. Because, nigga, you cap so crazy. Like, nigga, you put a bad light on your city. Don't nobody want to capitalize off that, bro. Like, niggas just going to keep getting on, they just gonna get on their ass. If you try to double down on what that nigga said, like, yeah, nigga, we is the freshest city here in Ohio. Like,
he should have did like what you said. No order. These is the freshest niggas in Ohio.
And nigga, if you wanted to have your city on there, you could have said, nigga, I'm being biased. You could have flat out said, like, nigga, I'm being biased, but I feel like my city number one. But you feel me?
Right.
No bias. You feel me? I'm pretty sure niggas gonna say like Cleveland or Columbus or like he could have just did some shit like that. But that nigga tried to get the clout for real, and that shit for sure backfired, nigga. And your fit was trash, niggas. You talking that shit and your fit ass.
Yeah,
that's what's crazy.
That's why I said it can only be the fashionable people, the niggas that's wearing the big ass. You know, my fucking parachute pants and shit like that.
Yeah.
them the only niggas that can talk on the fashion shit.
Yeah.
Because, nigga,
I got some shit like that, but I ain't.
You wearing the same shit that I wear, nigga. Like you said, a fucking Nike jumpsuit with some
Nike,
with
tech,
some Nike
nigga.
Shoes,
with some,
nigga.
With some shell toe Adidas.
Or you probably
ass,
wearing the same foreign that every fucking body around here wearing. That's Louis Vuitton, Gucci. Like, you only can talk to the fashionable weirdo niggas. Well, you well, the they hipster, not all weirdos. But
yeah, the hipster.
You know what I mean?
Niggas,
the, sometimes the clothing look weird to the regular nigga.
Yeah, the naked eye.
The naked eye. Those, oh, that look like a weird fit to you.
Nigga, that's some weird
to
shit.
Him or her, that's some
that's
fashionable
fashion.
Shit.
That's high fashion.
They got something that's good quality and shit and all of that.
That shit costs $700,
champ. You talking
about
regular ass screen print shirts, nigga. You talking about regular shit. You talking about shit that you can go, I can go into the mall and get that shit. Like, no, nigga, you ain't even talking about quality and, well, none of that.
Yeah.
Probably not even really that hip to a lot of your local fashion brands. And so that's why, you know, another reason why they got on you is because, just like, bro, like I said, he's just not qualified for that.
Yeah,
you know what man, I mean?
You wasn't a nigga to be speaking on that shit at all, nigga. Yeah. That terrible ass fit.
All right. Real quick on the Natty, y'all wrong for breaking in Joe Burrow's crib while he was at the game.
Y'all niggas
that's
exactly.
Fucked up. He ain't deserve that. Leave that white boy alone.
Y'all niggas exactly.
You want to close out with the with Luigi the killer, the United Healthcare killer.
Man, he made a sacrifice for a bigger cause, man.
What you mean?
Because, man, them health insurance companies, dog, they be doing niggas dirty, man.
Right.
And he made a little sacrifice just to show niggas, like, nigga, first off, nigga, niggas is touchable.
Right.
Y'all niggas is touchable, nigga.
Yeah, because he touched that nigga.
Multiple times. Pause.
Crazy.
Pause.
Yeah.
Touched him up.
Yeah.
Did him real bad.
Did him dirty.
Did him dirty on the street with and a gun jam. Got the, oh yeah, bitch ass nigga, I still got some milk for you, nigga. No, you feel me? No disrespect. You feel
right.
me? No disrespect.
Right.
Especially to the deceased. You feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah, yeah.
But it just goes to show, man, like, y'all can't be doing people like that.
Right.
And in result of that, I don't know if it's actually in result of that, but it's highly ironic that one of these healthcare companies, like, motherfucking gave nigga like 11,500 people they money. Like, nigga, oh yeah, we ain't about to even fuck around like that, nigga. We don't want to die.
Do they feel like one of his people was affected out of that?
I think it was his mom or him.
What was it, like, they was denied healthcare
or
something?
Yeah, they was denied some shit, a claim or something like that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But all the bullets had.
Oh yeah, they did say
it
had.
You feel me? So, yeah, bro, like that shit deep, bro. Like, and for real.
They said a lot of those.
When the rich, when the poor stop getting tired of that shit, bro. That's, I hate to say it, but more of that gonna happen.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was kind of about to speak to that because like the day and age we into, more shit these motherfuckers read.
Niggas,
shit they get on
niggas,
and
it's man, nigga, I wouldn't be surprised if some like some TV show cult shit don't happen behind that and more motherfuckers start really.
They said that
these
a lot of the other healthcare companies took the CEO's pictures and information down off of the websites because of that.
Yeah. I can believe it. Because
yeah,
believe nigga,
it.
What? Niggas is dying.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, niggas is dying. So.
A lot of companies probably gonna do it.
Everybody
like just,
probably gonna do it.
Yeah, like nigga, take me off.
Nigga, the CEO probably made. Hey, nigga, take all my information. Nigga,
all
everything.
My
nigga, I don't give a fuck about being the founder. Nigga,
yeah,
fuck all
fuck
that,
all
that
shit,
nigga. For my
don't
safety,
say
nigga.
Nothing about
don't,
me.
My kids, none of that shit.
Mm.
Nigga, don't put me in shit, nigga. The founder of this company is nigga nobody, nigga.
Right, yeah. Don't say nowhere near where I live, nothing.
Nigga, I don't want no information connected to this company, bruh. Period, point blank. Nigga, matter of fact, nigga, I'm about to sell my shares.
So you think so you think Luigi went on ahead and made a sacrifice to
He had to. I ain't gonna say he had
to highlight something basically.
Yeah, he definitely made a sacrifice. I ain't gonna cap. That was a sacrifice. It was a crazy sacrifice. And it's for a bigger cause, deeper cause, I should say. And hopefully these insurance companies learn from that shit. Cause nigga, if you don't, nigga, more of that, like I said, might happen.
Yeah, more of that. Hey, for sure. Hey. Hey. Well, we will see. We're gonna continue following Luigi's case. You know what I mean? To see what they talking about with him. They definitely gonna cook him.
Yeah, oh, now they cooking that.
They cooking that.
They fry his ass.
But you know,
they is gonna fry that young man.
Yeah, they gonna pan sear that motherfucker.
They about to fry his. They about to fry his ass up. Something crazy.
Y'all thought Dirk was cooked.
Yeah, nah, he's that nigga
overcooked.
That boy is sauteed in some more shit. They about to put his ass on the smoker, nigga. They about to smoke his ass for about 24 hours. Then they gonna take him out, nigga. And like he said, he gonna pan sear that nigga for and then they gonna hit the top of that nigga with the fork. You know how niggas be doing on TikTok to get the little.
Yeah. Let make sure that motherfucker crunch.
Yeah, like, nigga, they about to fry his ass, done. And he might do it with a smile. But
yeah, I mean, but like you said, at least he was able to highlight some shit and bring some awareness to something. Yeah. If that's truly the fact, which I mean, it sounds like because, like you said, they definitely was talking about he wrote shit on the bullets and all that. So, you know, everything I'm hearing about that makes sense. You know what I mean? I believe it because I mean, we all know, man, that shit is a fucking scam. We know how they be finessing with all this shit, all these different insurances and shit. So, you know what I mean? But, hey, that's a good little pod, though, right there.
Yeah.
Got some good topics covered. Think we got everything. I think next time we can talk about these drones they talking about that's popping up. In the tri-state area and all that shit, DMV area. You be saying that?
Nah, I'm going to have to look into
it. You're talking about there's drones all out there, like, all in the skies and shit. Yeah, so it's a lot of, you know what I mean? This nigga Trump ain't even got an office yet, and weird shit's happening. So we're going to be seeing, you know, Elon Musk involved with shit. It's about to get a little weird, but, you know, I don't want to get people too annoyed or nothing. But, hey. Thank y'all for coming back to another episode, man. For the bus pass.
Yes, sir.
I am Worldwide West. Got my brother with me. Skinny. Rich G's.
Y'all know the name.
The guy. The God. Y'all know where to find him. Hey, Rich, where they need to find you at, man?
IG, Skinny SOB, man. Just like that, Skinny SOB.
And if they want to get into any intellectual back and forth with you, should they get on Facebook and come holler at you or what?
Oh, yeah.
I know a lot of people, they like engaging with you on
Skinny
Facebook.
Skinny Gwen, find me on Facebook under that name.
I mean, Gwen. If you want to get right, my nigga, be on there dropping gems, man, for real.
Yeah. Come get in tune, tap in, man. I be on that motherfucker, man. I be on Facebook and IG, both of them. Skinny SOB on IG, Skinny Gwen on Facebook.
Yes,
add
sir.
Me, I'm going to add back.
Yes, sir. All right, until next time, man, we out of here, man. One love.
Feshowski.